June the 5th is World Environment Day, which is being marked Wednesday all around the globe. The theme for this year is Think, Eat, Save. According to the UN, 1.3 billion tonnes of food is wasted. At the same time, one in every seven people in the world go to bed hungry, and more than 20,000 children under the age of five die daily from hunger. Also on World Environment Day, the UK-based Catholic development agency Progressio is launching Climate Pro, a new initiative designed to tackle climate change in a fair and effective way. Philippa Hitchens spoke to campaigns and communications manager Daniel Hale.
Tell us a little bit more about this new initiative then, Climate Pro, that you're launching to mark World Environment Day.
The big thing to realise is that climate change is happening right now to communities around the world. And it's really the poorest and most vulnerable marginal communities who are affected the first and the worst by climate change. And what Climate Pro tries to do is give people the opportunity to do two key things. The first is to reduce their contribution to climate change, so to reduce their energy consumption, to become more efficient, to change their lifestyles, that kind of thing, and often working in their communities or with their companies. And then the second thing to do that we're asking people to do is to support communities overseas to adapt to the effects of climate change. Very often, organisations get the chance to offset their carbon emissions, and we don't think that offsetting really works. We think that carbon needs to be left in the ground. And what needs to happen is we need to use less carbon and we need to support communities to adapt to the climate change that is happening right now. So that's what Climate Pro is all about, getting people and organisations and churches to do those two things. And it really, really works. I was out in Zimbabwe last year and I worked. I spent a little bit of time travelling around, talking to farmers who had been being supported by Progressio's partner Environment Africa, working in new ways to grow different crops, more climate resilient crops, to make the most of the land that they had, which was becoming more and more arid. And in that way, they were able to feed themselves and their families, and they were able to trade as well. So it's about very vulnerable communities becoming much more resilient in the face of climate change, and us doing our part here to help that happen. So to really go from being kind of climate sinners, if you like, to really becoming part of the solution.
If you're talking about encouraging people to reduce their emissions, to really take responsibility for this, do you think there is an increasing realisation that individual efforts are important, although they may just be seen like rather ineffective drops in the ocean?
I think that's really true. I think there's a real sense now that we can empower ourselves by understanding ourselves and our lifestyles differently. And also that climate change is happening to real, genuine people with names and with stories and with families and with aspirations and hopes of their own. One of the things that I think we get stuck on, certainly in the North, is that climate change seems very far away, but also very technical. You know, it's about parts per million and, you know, very difficult sums and workings out. And actually what we're trying to say with Climate Pro is climate change at the heart of it is about people and people's relationships. And when we remember that there are people affected by our decision making, maybe we'll change the way that we live our lives so that other people can have a fuller and more flourishing life. So that's really what Climate Pro is trying to do. It's trying to take away the mathematical and the scientific and put human relationships in its place. So if people become Climate Pro partners, and that's what we're calling it, it's a partnership between people here in the North and people overseas in the Global South who are struggling very hard and often against the odds to make a good life for themselves and their families. We need to do the same. We need to match their action as well and see ourselves as partners in a global effort, if you like, against climate change, which is what I think is so strong and unusual about Climate Pro.
How important is the role of faith communities, particularly the Catholic Church, in this struggle?
I think it's incredibly important, and the Catholic Church, certainly the new Holy Father has said some good things about the environment, and certainly Pope Benedict was very keen on the environment and he spoke at length about the environment. So I think the Catholic Church is in a good position to offer some leadership, and don't forget, you know, there are plenty of Catholics who are affected by climate change as well, so it's really about supporting people in our own community, our own brothers and sisters who are living with the effects of climate change. And also I think the Catholic Church is able to give that moral leadership and that moral voice. voice. You know, we're a Catholic organisation working with communities of all faiths and none, actually. And so what we're able to do, and through Climate Pro hopefully doing, is bringing the real stories and the real hopes and ambitions of real people into people's inboxes and very busy everyday lives here in the UK. And it's important as well, because we're working across continents, really, and across countries. This is a joint effort between Progressio here in London and our partners around the world, but also Progressio Ireland, which is an independent sister organisation of ours, and also Progressio Latina in Latin America, in Central America particularly. So it's all part of the Progressio family, a number of Catholic organisations all working together and bringing their experiences to bear on what's a global problem. And, you know, a global institution tackling a global problem is exactly what we need.
As we mark World Environment Day, we continue to hear very alarming stories about continuing melting ice caps and a lack of real political will to change this. What can we perhaps celebrate today? What is the most important thing we can celebrate on this day?
I think a huge amount of work to raise the profile of climate change and the very important place that the environment plays in our everyday lives. I think certainly for people here in the UK and in Ireland, we've lost touch with the environment. We've lost touch with the role that the earth plays and that plants and animals and biodiversity plays. And I think what is worth celebrating and worth hanging on to is that, you know, there are organisations and there are people who are trying to live in quite a countercultural way. And let's, on World Environment Day, celebrate those people and join those people and support those people and say, actually, the way that we've been living really isn't particularly sustainable and it's having really detrimental impacts on people's lives. And so let's join them and do something a bit different, like become a Climate Pro partner.